Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Sadaqallahul azim. Ulama-i kiram, most respected brothers, this is the same verse of the Quran Sharif which you listened to in abundance in the month of Ramadan and which we were discussing last week with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Last week, if I recall, I was explaining to you that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not just a legislator, just gives some instruction, some command and says that you have to do it. If you don't do it, then this is the punishment. That is not the way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the believers or mankind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is a hakim. He is one who legislates. He is the one who commands, who gives orders. But at the same time, He is hakim. He is very wise. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also rahim, very merciful, and He is very kareem too. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sifats, His qualities, His attributes of being Rahim, being Kareem, Allah, and being Hakim and Hakim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whenever He gives an order, at the same time He gives the advantages, the benefits, and also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, especially in this fasting hukam of His, He makes it easy by telling us, informing us, that the people before you, it was prescribed upon them too. So it is not going to be difficult for you. It's not something that is unique to you. So if they could have observed the fast, then why should you be so worried and scared and frightened and afraid that we will never be able to manage? All that is required is a little bit of himmat, a little bit of courage, and Allah Ta'ala will make the rest of the day go very, very smoothly and easily. It just depends on what our niyat is. And also I explained that something that makes fasting difficult is indulgence in sins. Any person who indulges in sins, then it makes his fast difficult. He finds the day very long, very hot, very uncomfortable, all kinds of things happen. But those people who stay away from sins, and they make plenty of tawbah and istighfar, then they don't know how the day went. No matter how long the day, no matter how hot the day, that little discomfort that everybody feels, it's natural. If you don't feel any discomfort at all, then you won't get the real taste of the fast. But at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that kind of sabr in the heart that He makes it very, very easy and simple, no matter how long and hot the day. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says that He prescribed this fasting upon those before you also. Now we being ummat-e-muslima, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummat is the khairul ummah, the best of all the ummats. Now being the best of all the ummats, it makes it even more easier that if those who were not the best, if they could have observed the fast, then what about those who are the best of ummats? Nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after that says, what is the purpose of this fast? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now there's so much of detail in this word taqwa, which I'm not going to go into at this stage. But you have heard many, many times what is taqwa. This fasting, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, is so that you become muttaqi. Allah ta'ala does not want to deprive you of any food or drink. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want to deprive you of your pleasures which are permissible. All Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants is that you may become muttaqi. Allah wants to put the crown of His wilayat, as my Shaykh says, upon your heads. We know that we were not deserving of becoming the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do we, with all our sins and with all our dirt and filth that we have in our bodies, would ever think of becoming the friends of Allah, who is so pak, who is so pure? it wouldn't have even struck our minds that we could have become friends of Allah Ta'ala. We would have thought that how is it possible for us? Our intestines are filled with filth. Our bladder is filled with filth. Our kidney is filth. Our entire body, if you have to x-ray, there's nothing but blood and filth in there. Now, a person, when he looks at himself, he looks within himself, then he believes that it is not possible for a person like me to become a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How can a human being become a friend of Allah, who is the creator of all mankind, the universe, and who is so pak and so pure and so clean? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that, I want you to become my friend. In fact, we should have been the one requesting that, oh Allah, make us your friends. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that, no, I want to make you my friend. But I just have two conditions. If you adopt those two conditions, if you fulfill those two conditions, then I will make you my friend. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Two things. One is iman and the other is taqwa. If you are a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you have got that ishq and the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have got taqwa in your life, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that He's your friend. There will be no grief, no sorrow on such friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, in another verse, Allah ta'ala makes it very, very clear, in awliya'uhu illal muttaqoon. Only those who are muttaqi, they are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if we want to become the wali and the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala says that you have to have taqwa. And to have this taqwa, or when you are going to have this taqwa, then Allah ta'ala will put this crown of wilayat on your head. In spite of all the filth that we will have in our bodies, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make us His friends. If a person could have a sight with which he could see a person's filth inside his body, if Allah ta'ala had given us such sight that when you look at a person, straight away you can x-ray the person and you can see through his body all the filth, urine and stool and blood, then would anybody like that person to sit near him? No matter how handsome that person, no matter how beautiful that woman, but if we could only see the filth in that person's body, we won't like that person to sit anywhere miles from us. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how merciful, how loving, how caring. And if we are going to become the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then who is going to be the beneficiary? Will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala benefit in our friendship? Like sometimes when we say that we made so and so our friend, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us from the evil and the mischief of our nafs and our hearts, that sometimes we make friends so that that person may keep on assisting us. That is the purpose of it. So much of friendship today is nothing but, as I always say, hypocrisy, cheat and deceit and lies. That is the friendship of today. Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the friendship of today, it is nothing but hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is a sikka raijul waqt. It is the currency of the time. So many people were befriended by people, and after some time they said that my closest friend took me for a ride. The one whom I trusted, the one who I had my full confidence on, the one whom I even gave my power of attorney to, and he is the one that betrayed this trust. So that is the kind of friendship today. Now with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we are going to build up a friendship, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to benefit in any way from us. Allah doesn't have any need of us. He is the one who has provided us with everything that we have. What is He going to benefit? But we are going to benefit because Allah Ta'ala has promised so much on this taqwa. So much. Read the Quran Sharif. Places in the Quran Sharif you will come across Wattaqullah, Ittaqillah, Inna Allaha Ma'al Muttaqeen. So many ayats of the Quran Sharif you will hear about taqwa there. Because Allah Ta'ala wants us to become His friends. He is inviting us that I want you to become my friend. Now will it not be a great weakness on our part if we say that, oh Allah, you can keep extending your invitation, but I'm not really interested, na'uzubillah. If only the president of the country, or some ruler of the country, or some king, or some prince, has to just send one invitation, that you are invited to this banquet, or to this function, you cannot find that person more happier. So many of them, they will go flashing around with that card, that I have been invited to a banquet by the president of the country. and yet the president of the country might not be even a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and his seat itself is not secure. Today he is the president, tomorrow he could be in prison. Today he is the king, tomorrow he could be in prison. Today he is a prince, tomorrow he could be in prison. But we feel so elated and proud that I have been invited to a banquet by the president of the country, or by the king, or by the prince. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the world, the universe, and man, and jinn, and the waters of the ocean, and the wind, and everything that we can see and we cannot see. Allah, who is the creator, he is the one who has given us life, and he says that, I want you to become my friend. Oh, my beloved servants. Oh, my dear servants. Don't you want to become my friend? I want to reward you. I want to give you something. I want to shower upon you my ni'mats and my blessings. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you to suffer. I don't want you to get any kind of pain and discomfort. I want to bless you. I want to give you plentiful in this world and in the akhirat. I want you to enjoy a life which Allah Ta'ala himself refers to as hayatan tayyiba, a very beautiful life, a very pleasant life, a life which is filled with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. What a kind of life that will be. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into the heart, then he comes with all his sifats into the heart. When a person gets Allah Ta'ala into his heart, it is not just the name of Allah Ta'ala that comes into the heart. Allah Ta'ala comes with his sifats. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes with his qualities and with his attributes. It does not mean Allah Ta'ala resides in somebody's heart. What it means that Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh is on that heart. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then gives that person gardens in that heart. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein. Wo shab o roz hai gulsita mein. That person with whom, O Allah, you are pleased, day and night he is in gardens. What are these gardens? We are not saying he must not make use of all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Gardens are ni'mat, food is ni'mat, clothes is ni'mat, and it's a gift. Everything, transport is a ni'mat. But to give our hearts to all these things and believe that just these things are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and forget the giver of the ni'mat. We just worry about the ni'mat itself and we forget who is the one that is giving us this ni'mat. What would we think of that person? That the father is sustaining that child. He is giving him everything. He is giving him clothes. He is giving him shelter. He is giving him transport. He is giving him food. He is giving him plenty of gifts. And this child makes use of all those gifts. But he doesn't acknowledge that father as a father. He doesn't respect that father as a father. He doesn't obey that father. Then will that father be happy and pleased? So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is giving us all those ni'mats so that we make use of them and think of him. So in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to develop within ourselves the sifat of taqwa. And this sifat of taqwa does not just come by reading of kitabs. Reading of kitabs, there are many, many Christians and Jews who have written literature on hadith. And many people are forced to make use of that literature that has been written, or the vocabs that have been compiled, and so many other works that have been done. And yet those people were not even believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So they have got plenty of knowledge. But taqwa is something that comes from the hearts of the Ahlullah. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was told to sit in the company of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is ordered by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهِ. Sit in the company of those people who are remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is being told to sit for what? Was Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam going to benefit from them in any form? He was the one who gave iman through him. So millions of people are believers in Allah Ta'ala today. And by his sitting in the company of the Sahabas, was he going to benefit? The benefit was for the Sahabas. He was told that sit there so that the Sahabas may take into their hearts that fragrance of prophethood from them. Allah Ta'ala has made you his Nabi. Allah Ta'ala has given you such fragrance. Now if you sit amongst them, they will be able to imbibe that. Because we know that if a person walks into a perfume shop, then he will get the fragrance of perfume there. And if he walks into some place where there is nothing but filth and dirt there, then he's going to get the smell of that filth. So here Rasul-e-Pak saw some sitting there. It was that fragrance that was overpowering them. And that is what they took into themselves. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to his companions as my ashab. The Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, they had many, many other qualities. They were namazis, they were hajis, and they were everything. They were mujahideen. But the sifat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to them in the Quran Sharif also, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned, is that these are my ashab. They have sat in my company. They have stayed with me. They have learned from me. They have imbibed from me. My character, my akhlaq, my teachings, everything. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by his sitting, this is what the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah alayhim ajmain were supposed to get. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that how is it going to become easy for you to get this taqwa into you? Outwardly it seems difficult, that how can we become muttaqi? So Allah ta'ala, out of his wisdom, because he is hakim and he is hakim, so Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. O ye believers, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Adopt taqwa in your lives. And how will this taqwa come? Allah ta'ala says, I will make it easy for you to get this taqwa into your lives. And that is that become or join those people who are muttaqeen. Join those people who are sadiqeen, the truthful ones, is in actual fact the muttaqeen. Ulaika humul ladhina sadaqu wa ulaika humul muttaqoon. So it is synonymous that join those who are sadiqeen, those who are the truthful ones, and the truthful ones are the muttaqeen. That means if you can find a person who has got taqwa in him, who has got taharat in him, who has got his heart purified and cleaned, the person who has undergone an exercise of purification in the company of some ahlullah, if you can get that kind of company, then you stay in that company for some time. Then what will happen is that it will rub on to you. It will become easy for you. Mujhe sehl ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye, tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiragh raah ke jal gaye. So this is what he says, that if you want to get this taqwa in you, then this is an easy way of getting this taqwa. And this taqwa is not something that is very difficult and beyond every person's means. Taqwa is extremely simple and easy. And if I recall correctly, either in one of the majlises or one of my talks, I mentioned it, that especially in our times, it is extremely easy. Because people say that how can we get taqwa? Somebody says this is haram, somebody says that is halal, somebody says this is halal, somebody says that is haram. Now who are we going to follow and what is going to be taqwa? It is very difficult. Because somebody related some incident, that one buzrug, he stopped eating. He stopped eating all food or anything that came from certain farms, because one ant walked from one farm and went into another farm. Or one of the ox which was being used for ploughing, it walked from one farm and went into the other farm. So a little bit of sand from this farm went into the other farm, so now the products of that farm became haram. Now if somebody has to say a thing like that, then everything will become haram. Then the person will say that if that is the case, then rather eat anything and everything, because now everything is haram, so you rather eat everything. So now this is extremism. Sharia doesn't go on to that extreme. Whatever the Quran and the Sunnah tells us is halal, it is halal. And whatever the Quran and the Sunnah tells us is haram, it is haram. And then there are certain things which are doubtful. So for a person's taqwa, if he abstains from it, alhamdulillah. But we should not go on to extremes. So if a person in these days has to follow some learned mufti of the time, the person who is not materially inclined, he is not motivated by greed, that is very important, because even muftis can be motivated by greed. If a very rich person and a wealthy person is asking him a fatwa, then if this person hasn't got taqwa, then his fatwa will be also to suit that person's wealth. So that person, we must be satisfied that he is a person who is of a caliber, and there is no sign of any greed in his life. That whatever he does seems to be done for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala outwardly, and he does not have any fear of any person, and he does not have in his heart that I must side a certain person just because of the favor that he has done upon me. Then ask him for a fatwa, and if he gives a ruling, then follow that ruling. Then that is the taqwa of the time. Just follow that one person's ruling, and then that is the taqwa of the time. Now don't go to 10 people and keep on asking the fatwa, because then it means that we don't want to follow the fatwa, we want to follow our nafs. Because somebody along the line is definitely going to give one fatwa which will suit our nafs. So first of all, choose the person. When a person has got a heart problem, then he doesn't go around to all the specialists of the country and getting their opinions and submitting to their table. He chooses one specialist and he submits himself. So in the same way, to avoid confusion in these times, because this seems to be a common question, that how do we avoid this confusion? There's so much of confusion in our society. Somebody is saying this, somebody is saying that. So we haven't stopped treatment just because doctors are differing in their opinions. There are so many people sick, they're suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases, and there are so many different opinions of the doctors. One doctor will say he definitely requires an operation. Another doctor will say that no, he doesn't require an operation. One Hakim will say that no, don't ever go for an operation. And another one will say that no, there is no other cure for this but an operation. But we do not stop our treatment just because there's difference of opinion amongst the doctors. We use our intelligence. We look around and we see which doctor, in our opinion, is one through whose hands Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given lots of people shifa. He is not the one who gives shifa. Shifa is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. That there is definitely benefit in dua and dawa, but the cure of the patient is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what we look at is that whom did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala use, by whose hands Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave shifa to lots of patients. Then we choose that doctor and we go to him and we submit ourselves for treatment. And then we follow the prescription that he has given. So in the same way, when it comes to our spiritual life, if we are really determined, and if we really want a cure, and if we really want taqwa in our lives, and if we really want this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we really want to become the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the true sense of the word, then there is no other way out but to choose one good specialist, find out from him, and then follow. As long as we are confident that that person is an alim haq, and the person is not motivated by any material greed, and this person is one who has experience, then take that fatwa and follow it. Then on the day of Qiyamah we can say that, Ya Allah, we've asked somebody, and we were of the opinion that he was an authentic, reliable, good mufti, therefore we followed his fatwa. So that is a good excuse. But if the person is not interested in this wilayat, then excuses are plentiful. So Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy and so simple that he gave us this whole month of Ramadan to develop within our hearts this taqwa. And when we are going to get this taqwa, then there are so many virtues and so many benefits that this person will enjoy when he is going to have this taqwa. Now, how to get this taqwa and what is this taqwa? Again, the time has expired, so inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then next week we will continue. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do all those things that are pleasing to him and stay away from haram, especially in this month of Ramadan. Brothers, to indulge in haram in the month of Ramadan is showing ingratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This month of Ramadan is a guest that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sent. If a prince or a king or a ruler of the country has to telephone us and say that I am sending my brother, my sister, or my uncle or nephew or somebody or someone that's very close to me, I am sending him over to Durban and I want you to entertain him for a day, then we will be very, very pleased and very happy, and we will go out of our way to make sure that this person is very comfortable. Why? Because he is related or he is a friend of the president or the king. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ramadan is my month. He shows a special attachment to this month of Ramadan and he sends it to us as a guest. And it's such a guest that doesn't place any burden upon us, doesn't ask us for anything. It is such a guest which comes with rahmat, with barakat, and with so much of benefits. So if we show ingratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we are the losers. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us all with the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.